Hey, and welcome to what is currently known as Penal Code 423, and maybe we'll have a rebranding soon. Hopefully, we'll see what happens there. I'd like to see if we can answer some student questions that we had at Junior High Youth Group, JHM. We had like I don't know what you call it, like a studio conversation kind of thing with a couple pastors a few months ago, but like 95% of the questions did not get answered. And I was thinking we can maybe answer those. But right now, something came up in small groups a couple days ago, Thursday night. And our new student, amazing student, she's so cool. Newer student, her name is Gia. And she asked this question that made me really think. And I was like, I don't really want to answer that right now. I want to think about it. And so after thinking about it, here's my answer, Gia. She said, is it bad to say bad things about yourself? Is it a sin to talk bad about yourself? And I'm assuming she's not talking about just, oh, I kind of am not that good of a driver or something like that. I think it's more like, I'm a terrible person. I hate myself. I'm ugly. Those kinds of things. And is it a sin to do that? Is it a sin? Is it wrong? And it's funny that I'm the one talking about this because I've literally struggled with this for so many years. And even now, like, it's so much better. But even now, if I'm feeling unsafe or vulnerable or tired, all those thoughts will start coming back, and it's a little scary. But what I do know is if we're speaking purely on a knowledge basis, we're just talking facts, I can tell you guys the facts. So there are a couple different areas where you can go. People who hate themselves and people who love themselves have the very same problem. They have pride. And if you're like me and have had both of those things, it's either one day I'm feeling like I'm the best person in the world, everyone else is like inferior to me. The next day is I suck, everybody hates me, I hate myself, I can't do it, and just so bad. And it's hard to think about how those two things can coexist at the same time, but they do. And they're both an expression of a problem that I have, which is pride. I was hating myself because I was thinking of myself too much. There's a quote from C.S. Lewis, and he said, I think it's C.S. Lewis. I don't know where this was, so don't quote me on this, but it says, humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And so if you are constantly thinking, oh my gosh, what is everyone thinking about me? Oh, I'm so ugly. Oh, why this? I just hate myself. Why do I say that? Why can't I just fix my... You're thinking about yourself too much. Our purpose here is to serve others. Well, first of all, to serve God and share the gospel and be a witness to others. And if we're too busy thinking about ourselves like that, that is an expression of pride. Although, it's a different kind of pride. And I get it. There are actual real problems with, like, I hate myself. I literally hate myself, and I know what that's like, and I'm so, so sorry for any of you guys who do feel like that. I'm so sorry, because I know what you're talking about. I know that feeling. And so I think it first takes, like, it makes it easier if we break it down like that. One of the reasons why you're feeling like that is pride, even though it doesn't feel like it. Even if it feels like, don't you think I have less pride because I'm putting myself down? That's not true. And I think another way to look at it is you're looking at yourself through your eyes, but when you decided to become a Christian, when you decided to follow Jesus, when God chose you, you decided to put your thoughts aside and put on the thoughts of Christ. You decided to not just take your word for things, but to take God's word for things. And it's less important about what you think about yourself, but more important what God thinks about you. And so then it's important to understand, okay, who am I actually in Christ? What is he said that I am? Like, what are these attributes that I'm supposed to exhibit? How can I exhibit them? And who am I inherently? Not because of anything I do, but just who am I because I am a son or daughter of Christ, son or daughter of God. I think that's something that would be really good to break down. I think we could talk about physical attributes. character attributes, mistakes, everything in between, and us saying bad things about all of those. What is the accurate, what's the accurate understanding that we should have in the mindset? Because it's so easy to fall into like just introspection in a negative way and not liking yourself, and then not having grace for yourself. And so let's get into that. So the first step to stop hating yourself or to stop saying bad things about yourself is taking your eyes off of yourself and putting them on Jesus. So it's the same concept of when we turn away from sin in an act called repentance, we're not just turning away from sin, we're turning to Jesus. We're always turning to something. And so instead of looking inside ourselves and looking inside and saying, oh, I hate this, and say what we can do is lift our eyes up and look up our eyes to the cross and think about what he did for us and what he says we are. Because again, remember, our thoughts, they matter, but they don't dictate truth. And so we're going to go to the source and we're going to go to truth. What did God say is true? And we're going to believe that instead of ourselves. So one of those things is like that you might struggle with is not being good enough or not doing something well enough or just being human. Some examples would be not being smart. Even if you try your hardest at school, you still be minus student, like C student. I don't know. Everyone has different standards. But like not being smart enough, not being good at something, not being socially aware. And some things about that is you can always grow in those areas. You don't have to be stuck. But even if you are in that place, that doesn't dictate your worth. And I hate to break it to you, but on your best day and your worst day, you're going to bring the same thing to the table when it comes to salvation. Because what you do is never going to say if you're saved or not. Like when you die and you're before the throne, God's not going to ask all the things you did and if that gets you in heaven. He's not going to like weigh it out and be like, "Welp, you sinned one more time. You weren't good at math here, so you don't go to heaven." That's not what's happening. You're going to hell anyway, unless you believe in Jesus. And so if you believe in Jesus, then here are the standards, here are the things that apply to you. So first off, we're not going to fit that standard, but we do need to hold ourselves to the standard of perfection. Jesus said, "Be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect." We need to hold ourselves to that standard, but we also need to have the grace for when we don't measure up, because we're not going to measure up. We're not. But we still need to try. We just need to have an understanding and grace for ourselves and other people when they don't, inevitably. And I think it's like, think of if your friend messed up. You would encourage them. You'd be honest. And you would strive to do the right thing with them and help them to do the right thing. You wouldn't beat them down. You would lift them up. You would keep going. And that's the same thing that you need to do with yourself. You need to keep going. You can't be stuck there. That's not healthy for anybody. Like, it's prideful to say that Jesus can't forgive you of your sin. Like you say that you're not going to be good enough. We already knew that you're not good enough. Like that was something that you accepted the day you accepted Christ. You accepted that you aren't good enough. But you also accepted that Jesus is good enough. And I think that's something to hold on to. To say you're bad, too bad or too sinful for him, like that's saying his sacrifice can't cover it. And that's prideful. So instead, let's try to see ourselves the way that Jesus sees us and see our sin the way Jesus sees it. Our sin is bad. If you're sinning all the time, that is bad. But there's also forgiveness, and you don't have to stay there in the sin. When it comes to character, if the things that you're thinking about yourself are just about your character and like how you hate that about yourself, they are definitely things that we should be growing in. And if you're a Christian, there's a list in Galatians 5 of things that you will exhibit that the Spirit's going to do a work in you. And these things don't make you saved, but they do, show that you're saved. If you are saved, they're going to show up. You're going to see love in your life. You're going to see joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those things should be increasing in your life. And there would be a cause for concern if you're a Christian and you see that either decreasing or not doing anything at all. That would be concerning. But again, you don't have to stay like that. And if you don't think you're a Christian, you can either talk to me, talk to a leader, or you could pray on your own right now. You can pause this thing and just ask God to save you. You got to admit that you aren't good enough and that you can't be good enough and you're never going to work for it, but that Jesus was good enough. And just accept his sacrifice, you know? And I think that's something we just got to focus on him. We need to stop looking at ourselves and start looking at Jesus, because it's just going to go downhill. But when it does come to looking at ourselves, there are some things that God says that we are. There are so many passages of scripture I could go through, but I'm just kind of I'm going to rapid fire a whole bunch of things that he says that we are. First of all, if you're a Christian, you're chosen. I don't know how it works, but it does say in the book of Ephesians who we are in Christ. And one of those things is we were chosen before the foundation of the world. God saw you and said, I'm going to have you as my follower. You're also loved. Jesus thought you were worth dying for, and he proved it. And so don't you ever think that you're not loved. And it's not loved based on things that you've done. Like we talked about, you're never going to be good enough. It's not based on all the good things you've done, how funny you are, how nice you are, how smart you are, anything. It literally doesn't matter. You're loved regardless of any of those things. You are also, if you know Jesus, you're blessed with spiritual blessings. Again, I would say read Ephesians 1, 2. Actually, read the whole book of Ephesians. It's amazing. It is so good. It says that we are blessed with spiritual blessings. We're also redeemed. We were bought back from our sin. We were a slave to sin, but Jesus bought us with his blood. He thought that his blood was a good trade for you. Just think about that. That's crazy. Another thing is that on Judgment Day, you're going to be declared as perfect. You are perfect in the sight of God when it comes to judgment. You're worthy, not because you did anything, but because Jesus is worthy, and he put his worthiness on you. So don't go walking around like you're not. Don't go walking around like you haven't been called these things, you know? Like that's just a slap in the face to Jesus. To just walk around like you're not saved and you're not redeemed, right? You are forgiven. You're also adopted, which is a beautiful thing. If you know anyone who's adopted, like ask them about their stories, ask them how they feel about it. You are adopted from being a slave to sin. Now you're a slave to righteousness. You are a child of God. That is beautiful. You were formerly a child of wrath. Now you are a child of God. You're also his masterpiece, created in Christ for good works that were planned beforehand. God has things lined up for you, and you can't do them if you're too focused on yourself and not liking yourself. You got to get over that. We got to stop looking at that, and we got to see, what does he want me to do? What am I going to do? Because he says, I'm an ambassador. He called us ambassadors for Christ. Like, that's a huge title. We're supposed to be representatives. We're supposed to be the ones who declare who Jesus is throughout the world. That's crazy. That's a crazy task. Creator of the universe? Like, what? That's insane. And so these things we are called and have been called to do and to be, and I think it would be better to focus on those. And if you're not good enough, we need to have grace. And maybe it's not even a character thing for you. Maybe the reason you don't like yourself is because you don't like the way you look. Maybe it's literally just practical, like I'm ugly. And I actually do have some things to say about that, because I know, like, I feel like most girls know what it's like to feel ugly. And if you don't, that's fantastic. I'm glad that you don't struggle with that. But when it comes to that, I'm gonna first say you're probably not ugly. You're probably average, honestly. And if you're a middle schooler, hey girls, love you guys. If you're a middle schooler, you know who you are, JHM Group. You're in the middle of looking like an adorable kid and a beautiful woman, and you feel awkward. It's just weird, naturally. And it's just a weird stage in your life that has to happen. And so you're gonna feel awkward, your body's gonna feel awkward, your face, you're just like, you're gonna feel, ugh, like weird. But you also look the way that you should look for your age. This is completely natural. So that's if you're a middle schooler. If you're not, I mean, that kind of sucks. And also, all these things on like social media and movies and everything, you think that that's like normal. You feel like that's what normal people look like, but it's really not. People always said that when I was younger. They're always like, social media makes people have unrealistic expectations, but they never really explained it to me. And I think now the expectations, I get it, is like these people are presenting their best selves as who they nor are on a normal day-to-day basis while we're watching it in our pajamas, in our beds, with our faces and hair all messy. And that's our normal day-to-day basis. And it's just not accurate. And so it's hard when you see all these people who look way prettier than you. And you're just like, why don't I look like that? And it's like, And so I get that. I get it. And if the problem is like weight or acne or certain things that are just like, oh, I'm not strong enough, like, I mean, I would always suggest doing healthy habits, like eating healthy food and going to the gym or doing a skincare routine. Like, that's good. Or taking a shower. If you feel terrible, take a shower. It just makes everything better. Like, I would always suggest doing those things if you have an actual like physical problem or something you'd like to fix. But obsessing about it isn't gonna do anything. And if you flaunt out your insecurities and be like, oh, I'm so ugly, I have so much acne, or my nose is so big, you're making other people insecure about their things too. Because if you're too focused on that, feeling like that gives you worth, that's gonna make other people feel like it gives them worth too. And everyone at the end of the day is just gonna feel terrible about themselves. When you decide to accept it instead of being insecure about it or making it a worth issue, that's when everybody wins. Because everyone's insecure about something. And if you don't let it be an insecurity issue, you're helping other people as well. And so let's go all the way back around. Let's pretend you are ugly. Let's pretend you're the ugliest person in the world. So, who freaking cares? You don't owe it to anyone to be beautiful, because your worth isn't in your body, it's in Christ. Your worth isn't in your face or what you look to people or how pleasing you are on their eyes. It's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything except it's a blessing, right? So let's pretend you are ugly and you're right and you are right about it. Nobody cares. And the people who do care aren't the kind of people that you really want to be around too much, because they're still working through that. And I don't want to use the word toxic, but there's still, that's not the right mindset you should be having. So your worth is in Jesus. It's not in what you look like. If a guy says you look ugly and turns you down for that, okay. He never saw you for you, right? And if you also judge others based on their physical appearances, I would suggest that you pray and beg God to change your heart so that you could see them the way that He sees them. And beg God to change your heart to see yourself the way that you see yourself. You know, because it doesn't, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you look like, what you look like, you know, it matters who you are in Christ. And like I said, He said you were all these things. Read Ephesians 1 through 2. Read the whole book. Read it all, okay? Read the whole Bible. Do it, right? And that's who you are. And we also have things that we should be striving to be. And if we don't meet up to those expectations, we need to have grace. We need to pray, ask for forgiveness, and step up again and keep going. We can't keep putting ourselves down, because if we keep putting ourselves down, we're never going to keep going. We're going to pause sanctification. Sanctification is just a fancy word for becoming more like Jesus. we're going to pause our process of becoming more like Jesus if we're too focused on how we can't do it. We need to accept his forgiveness and accept the sacrifice that Jesus paid for us. And we got to go for it. I really hope that helps, Gia. Is it a sin to say bad things about yourself? That's the perspective that you should be having about yourself, I would say, in a little like short perspective. I would say it's unwise and a wrong mindset. And pride is a sin. And I think you'll know. You'll know if it's bad or not. I think you need to be careful with humility. Remember what I hope it was C.S. Lewis. Okay, I really hope it was him. I hope. Anyway, just remember what he said. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It is not thinking you're a terrible person. But it is thinking of yourself less. And thinking about others. And sacrificing yourself for others. Which is what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, peace out. Bye.